Now, evidence for the role of negative evidence, that is correcting people, falls victim to the same kind of thing. There's actually no shred of evidence that correction does anything. Doesn't alter developmental sequences, doesn't make people go, doesn't change acquisition orders, and so on. Now I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to back up for just one second and tell you that the evidence on speeding up acquisition is kind of shaky. I'm going to say yes, it's true, but it's kind of shaky actually. Everything we just said here is true of first language acquisition. Children cannot be made to go through developmental sequences any faster than they go through them, or any differently they're going to go through them. Children do that. In fact, some of the developmental sequences in ESL and English as a first language look exactly alike. The acquisition orders overlap about 90% as well in terms of what comes first, what comes middle, what comes last. And no amount of correcting children, no amount of trying to teach a three-year-old what to do with language is going to help. They're going to do what they need to do. So, what's our summary of the FSH? Is that in terms of the core phenomena of language acquisition, and we could put child and adolescent over there as well, both are input dependent, both are constrained, and if you don't believe in universal grammar, you don't have to. Whatever constrains that grammar is constraining it. There's something constraining it. And in both situations, the course of development is impervious to direct and explicit outside intervention. Okay, now I'm going to take a few minutes here to talk about something else, because I know there's a burning question in your mind.